as one forevermore.
O light of the world, shine upon us and disperse the clouds of our selfishness, that we may reflect the power of the resurrection in our life together. Amen.
Amen.
Let's be seated. Today, instead of a sermon, I want to share really an instructed renewal of our baptismal covenant. So I'll do a little introduction, and then I want to go in directly to the renewal of our baptismal vows. And I would like that to, instead of a sermon, many times we focus on a sermon, which is a lot of words, sometimes more than others. But the power, sometimes the words, there's so much words. Sometimes the power of the ritual itself can be a sermon. I want to invite you to as we do this renewal of our vows, to hear it as a sermon. The ritual, the symbols, are in itself a sermon. They have a message to communicate. Symbols can be very powerful, and sometimes words can distract them. So that is what I would like, to have you invite you participate in this ritual as a way to delve deeper into the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection that we're celebrating. So the renewal of baptismal vows is not done every Sunday. And Stuart says, do you really want it here on the second Sunday? And it's true. Our prayer book only has it for Easter, Pentecost, All Saints, and Baptism of Christ. But I put it today because today we have a special blessing of the candidates for reception into the Episcopal Church and for confirmation. We'll be sending them off with a blessing today. And what they're going to be doing at the cathedral on the 28th of April is to renew their baptismal covenant before the bishop. So I say, let's do it together and support them even more. Baptism is the core of our identity as Christians. And when I say this, I'm not saying that those who are not baptized are less or are condemned or are going to hell or any of that. I'm not saying others who are not baptized, they have their own ways to come to God. The particular path of Christianity is baptism. It is one ceremony which is an initiation ceremony, and it contains the essence of who we are. And that is why I want us to meditate on it. It's interesting, we have two words for what we do today. It's the baptismal vows, and vows is a word that is a little bit intimidating. Vows communicates a solemn promise or pledge. But it's interesting, the prayer book also calls this the baptismal covenant. I like that one better. Covenant comes from a word in Latin, convivere, which means to live together, to bring together. And baptismal covenant, I like that. It is a ritual that brings us together, that brings us together with God and brings us together as brothers and sisters. So let us look at this. The ceremony has three parts. The first part is called the renunciation of evil and commitment to Jesus Christ. And baptism has six questions. In the renewal, we condense it to one. Then we have the baptismal creed, or the Apostles' Creed. The baptismal creed is never the Nicene Creed. Interesting enough to note that. It's always the Apostles' Creed, a very simpler creed. And then we have six questions. So the first we're going to do now is the renunciation of evil and commitment to Jesus Christ. And what does that mean is, it is a very important word for Jesus and John the Baptist, is the word metanoia, which is usually translated as repent, but that has a lot of baggage in that word. I prefer to use the Greek one, which is merely to turn around. That's metanoia. To turn around, to change hearts over here, and mind. To transform. And in the Greek church, the Byzantine ritual, you would do that physically. You would renounce looking towards the West. And I know that's not the West, but our church is disoriented. Usually That's why it's called oriented, because it goes to the east, the orient. But our church is disoriented. It should have been this, that way, pointing out. But that's the west, liturgically, and that's the east. And that's the place of the darkness. And we would say, I renounce evil and Satan and all these things, looking towards the west. And then the people would physically move and say, I accept Jesus Christ, towards the light. So I think that's the first question. Is this beautiful image of transformation? This is the whole goal of Christ, to turn around our hearts and our minds from darkness towards light, from evil to good, from the devil to God. So I invite you, those who wish, to please stand as you're able and to renew our baptismal covenant. And probably you want to do it? Sure. So we'll split it in two then. So I'll split the question in two so that we can do it in two parts. Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil?
I do.
And then we turn. Do you reaffirm and renew your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I do.
And now I'll ask about the Apostles' Creed. For many people, creed is a word that has a lot of baggage too, as a thing you have to believe. But what are creeds? And I'll share a little quote from Cyril of Jerusalem. And he said, the creeds are nothing but, just as the mustard seed in one small grain contains many branches, so also this faith has embraced in few words all the wisdom, the knowledge of godliness in the Old and the New Testament. So, what we say in the Creed is, just in a nutshell, a little hazelnut, following Julian of Norwich, a little hazelnut that contains the whole story from Genesis to Revelation. So, I ask you, let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We now go to the six questions. In the 1662 prayer book, there was only one. And by the time we unravel them, the prayer book only has five. In 2015, we added a sixth one. Hopefully, we don't keep adding more questions. But these six questions express, elaborate this commitment, this turning around. The first question is about community life, what we heard in the beautiful first reading of today, in which we live our faith through the teachings received, the fellowship we share, the sharing of the Eucharist, which means the breaking of bread, and our life of prayer together. So the goal of this first question is this ideal community expressed in the first reading. A second question is about our spiritual practice of this continually turning towards God, the spiritual practice of an ongoing metanoia, of transformation of hearts and minds. The third question is about a life of being witnesses to the good news we have encountered through our example, our lives, and through our words. The fourth question is about a life of service, of seeking and serving God in all persons. The fifth question, our commitment as Christians to work for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. And the sixth question, which was added in 2015 at General Convention, it addresses our responsibility as baptized Christians
to care for God's creation, the nature. So, I ask you now, will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Will you cherish the wondrous works of God and protect the beauty and integrity of all creation?
I will, with God's help.
May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed upon us the forgiveness of sins, keep us in eternal life by his grace. In Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.
You will end with an optional ending of sprinkling of water. And I ask Maria not to sing today, to do it in silence, just to receive these sprinkling of drops of water. As a sacramental church that we are, physical elements are important. They convey meaning powerfully. Cyril of Jerusalem, the same guy I talked a little bit earlier, explained what it means to be immersed in the baptismal waters. He said it this way. By this symbolic gesture of immersion in water, you were secretly reenacting the burial of Christ 3 days in the tomb. The water of salvation became both tomb and mother for you. In a single moment, achieves both ends, and your being born was simultaneous with your death. So I invite you to experience that transformation as I sprinkle you with water. Thank you.